read this. Come and see.
And I'll finish, this is another request, I'll finish with this one. In fact, this song is, in a way you've heard this song before tonight already, because I stole the tune of this song when I first wrote it. I wrote it back in 1981, I think. And I pinched the tune. I adapted the tune, sorry. From the song we heard earlier on tonight, Dixie Dawn. I think this is a mix from Daryl Adams, was a banjo player, who was a big hero of mine, and he used to sing my Dixie Dawn. And so I nicked the tune. And the chorus says, keep your hands down in your pockets and your eyes down on the ground, for the streets are lined with silver in the high part of the town, the high part of the town. So the chorus goes like this. Keep your hands down in your pocket and your eyes down on the ground, for the streets are lined with silver in the high part of the town. Every Sunday we go walking to the high part of the town. Ever since my father went up there, he found half a crown. He said, this is easy money, the conditions can't be beat. We've never found a penny more, but it keeps us off the street. Keep your hands down in your pocket, and your eyes down on the ground, for the streets are lined with silver in the high part of the town. Our house is not so crowded since me mum, she ran away. She'd rather live from hand to mouth than live from day to day. Well, me father's often lonely, but it's a blessing in disguise. It's cured me mother's headaches, and it's cured me dad's black eyes. Leave your hands down in your pocket, and your eyes down on the ground, for the streets are lined with silver in the high part of the town. Then a man came from the council for to make me go to school. He asked me lots of questions, then he told me lots of rules. Then they tried to teach geography, but I found it much too hard. When they asked me where does coal come from, I answered next door's yard. Keep your hands down in your pocket, and your eyes down on the ground, for the streets are lined with silver in the high part of the town. Then last Sunday night, my father, he had a bit too much to sup. He swapped his Sunday overcoat for a 7-week-old pup. Well, they told him it was a bulldog, he believed him, I suppose. But we found out it's a poodle with a badly broken nose. And keep your hands down in your pocket, and your eyes down on the ground, for the streets are lined with silver in the high part of the town. Sent me home from school last week because they said that I had mitts. My mother said she was ashamed, but I was thrilled a bit. All my friends were green than envy, so I knew just what to do. I sold them mitts at 10 pence each, and they all got sent home through. Keep your hands down in your pocket, and your eyes down on the ground, and the streets are lined with silver in the high part. Once more, yes, keep your hands down in your pocket, and your eyes down on the ground, for the streets are lined with silver in the high part of the town.
Thanks so much.
Hey.
The heads are okay, right? That was £10.
And then there was another one that was about like sort of from 1990 or something, and then it was fine. So what I was going to suggest, do you have a slipper home? I'll take them home and take them to Louise, and she can give them to you. I've got a new car and it's got a cassette deck in it, which you believe. So like if you fit them under the window at the moment. Does that sound like a good idea? Okay. So it was £25 altogether. So like, okay.
Bye, Linda.
Bye, Nelly.
Take care. Yeah, really did. Yeah, it's great.
Louise is actually a member.
Yes, it
is. I'm not being a member. I'm not sure.
I'll just take this pint glass, Graham, and then I'll just. Do you have a favourite taxi company? But it's very late actually, it's 11 o'clock Louise. I'd be happier if you carried the taxi on after yourself and Victoria. My girl, you just watch. I wouldn't want to be walking, frankly, I wouldn't want to be walking around where you're going to be, you know, where you need to walk. So, yes, I know that I'm walking home, but I'm only. Thanks a lot. That would be for a Louise. And first of all, it's going to sound in Victoria Station, and then it's going to the road that I can remember.
Rosemary.
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much. Bye. Right, I'm just going to get a coat. Oh, right, well, you're... And Louise's huge sink carrying bag, or whatever it is that you've got in there.
You've got the world in there.
I wish I could bring on coat.
going, so I always like it if someone helps me on his mind.
Right, okay, so we're going to be going out the front.